Editor's note: this article originally appeared on the Trillium, a New Village media website devoted to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. Thousands of Ontario Disability Support Program recipients who receive their provincial support payments in the form of a physical check may be at risk of not receiving their allotment this month on time. A labor dispute between Canada Post and the union representing its workers that's affected postage delivery nationwide is about to enter its second week. The upcoming ODSP payment, which more than 370,000 individuals and couples are sent each month, is set to be delivered to recipients this Friday. Ontario's Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services says on its website that while Canada Post's labor disruption continues, payments made by direct bank deposit will continue, but we will not be able to send your check by mail. Last month, about 2.3% of ODSP recipients, around 8,500 individuals or couples, received the payment through the mail, according to the ministry. For recipients of the Ontario Disability Support Program, ODSP, and Assistance for Children with Severe Disabilities, ACSD, who receive payments by check, local offices have detailed plans to ensure that clients receive payments, the ministry wrote in a statement to the Trillium. Arrangements can include but not be limited to pick up from their local ODSP office or alternative deliveries as negotiated with their caseworkers. Local ODSP offices have contacted clients who receive their checks by mail to let them know where the November month-end payment will be sent and/or make alternative arrangements. The ministry's website advises ODSP recipients to contact the program office that's local to them to register to receive the payment via direct deposit or on a reloadable payment card. Local Government of Ontario Social Assistance offices can also be contacted over any other questions that recipients may have about how to receive their check, according to the ministry's website. ODSP is one of the provincial government's two main social assistance programs that provides Ontarians with direct financial assistance. It's available to people with disabilities who can't work very much or at all. ODSP recipients receive up to $1,368 each month to help them pay for housing and other necessities. The other main social assistance program is Ontario Works, OW. It's meant to provide short-term financial support for people looking for work. Our recipients are eligible to receive up to $733 per month. Around 280,000 individuals or couples receive OW payments each month. Delivery of OW payments is handled by municipalities, which are responsible for developing their local contingency plans, the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services said on Wednesday. Ontario Works clients who normally receive a check should contact their local office to find out where they need to pick up their check, the ministry added. Recipients of social assistance who are required to submit certain information to the government in order to continue receiving payments will also be given extended deadlines to submit them, given the disruption of Canada Post service. Similar to other emergencies in the past, we have extended timelines and requirements for clients to provide information to ensure that they continue to receive their entitlement in a timely fashion, the ministry said. Income reporting is still required by clients and will be processed. However, if a client is unable to report their income due to the Canada Post labor disruption, their file will not immediately be suspended. This measure was input for the November month-end payments for ODSP and December benefit month for Ontario Works and will be reviewed month by month.